Interview. Comments to Chrysler. Sunday forenoon, March 7th, 1915. March 7th, 1915. Words spoken by Sister White during an interview with Chrysler, Sunday forenoon, March 7th, 1915.
My courage is grounded in my Savior. I want that peace that abounds in Christ Jesus. My work is nearly ended. Looking over the past, I do not feel the least mite of despondency or discouragement in any way. I feel so grateful that the Lord has withheld me from despair and discouragement, and that I can still hold the banner. I am very grateful that it is so. I know Him whom I love and in whom my soul trusteth.
As regards death,
I feel the sooner the better. All the time that is how I feel, the sooner the better. I have not a discouraging thought, nor sadness. Yet I did hope I should be able once more to speak to the people. But that is the Lord's business, not mine. I have no desire to plaster on any additions to what I have.
Uncertain as to whether this refers to books or to Christian experience.
I have light and faith and hope and courage and joy in the Lord, and that is enough. I do not hunger after more of the same kind, because the Lord understands what I can bear, and He gives me grace to bear up under the discouragements that I have had to bear sometimes, and I feel thankful for that. I have nothing to complain of, but I do thank the Lord for all His goodness and all His mercy and all His love.
Pointing to and handling some of her books.
I appreciate these books as I never did before. I appreciate them. They are truth, and they are righteousness, and they are an everlasting testimony that God is true. I have nothing to complain of. Let the Lord take His way and do His work with me so that I am refined and purified, and that is all I desire. I know my work is done. It is no kind of use to talk anything else. I shall rejoice when my time comes that I am permitted to lie down to rest in peace. I have no kind of desire that my life should be prolonged.
Sister White united in prayer as follows.
Heavenly Father, I come to Thee, weak like a broken reed. Yet by the Holy Spirit's vindication of righteousness and truth that shall prevail. I thank Thee, Lord, I thank Thee, and I will not draw away from anything that Thou wouldst give me to bear. Let Thy light, let Thy joy and grace be upon me in my last hours, that I may glorify Thee is my great desire. And this is all that I shall ask of Thee. Amen.
Following the prayer.
I did not know how it would be in the last, the very last, on account of the affliction. But I find that I can lean my whole weight on the promises of God, and I do not at all doubt or question His wisdom in any way, that He has provided for me to be carried through. And I will rejoice just as long as I have tongue and voice.